Thank you very much, and good morning to everyone. It's a very great pleasure for the London Stock Exchange to again partner up and cooperate on this event. It's now such a landmark event within the sector and within our calendars. I wanted, in just a few minutes, to give a few thoughts on London, on recent activity, on the impact of the referendum and what that means and how we're positioned. And of course, to reflect specifically on shipping and what that means for London and the shipping sector and how we can be supportive going forward. To start with, just a brief word on the London Stock Exchange. I won't bore you with too much of this. We're an institution that traces our history back, the best part of 300 years, which gives us slightly more longevity than the average UKIP leader or England football manager. We're very active across all asset classes. We have nearly 2,300 companies listed on the exchange, nearly $7 trillion of market cap, but also very active in across asset classes, with over 15,000 debt securities issued valued at nearly $5 trillion. We're a very global market, and the capital markets have been functioning very well for us over recent years. Last year saw $20 billion raised in IPOs on the London market. That was nearly double what was raised on any other European market, just by way of comparison. And a hugely international market as well, with companies listing from 15 different geographies, and some very, very sizable transactions launched over that period. But of course, there's no escaping June's events. And I wanted to touch a little bit on Brexit, on what that means, on what our clients are saying, and what that means for our pipeline. I think when we took a step back at the end of June, there was an element of shock and surprise, clearly, as has already been articulated. There was something of a dearth in political leadership. There was a huge spike in volatility, and we saw the impact, immediate impact on both equity markets and indeed currency markets. I think we're very encouraged as to how things have settled down. Equity markets have traded back very well. In fact, London's the best performing equity market in Europe this year. Volatility has come right back down. We're now at sort of 12, 13 level. People always talk about the fear index being anything much north of 20 makes it hard to raise capital. It spiked at 30 in early July, but it's now back at 12 or 13. And as a result, actually, the IPO market is reopening very, very strongly. We've had five significant IPOs on the main market launched in the last fortnight. And just to give you a flavour for some of the international activity on our market, who you would argue, perhaps, in a world of choice and free-flowing capital around the globe, have the most choice available. We've had listings since June the 24th from issuers as sort of far-flung and wide as Vietnam, Egypt, Georgia, Canada and Italy, to name but a few. So I think, firstly, the reassuring message that hopefully we can give you is that not just the sort of Sadiq Khan, very broad, London is open for business, but actually the London Stock Exchange is open for business. Nothing really has changed, and we've seen a very, very strong pickup in activity. Now, why is that? I think ultimately it's because for most of the reasons people think about raising money on our exchange, actually the fundamentals haven't changed very much. And many of the benefits are still as intact today and as true today as they were a few weeks ago. It's about where assets are owned and managed. It's about where you can find sustained liquidity. It's about the continuity and stability of regulation and corporate governance. It's about the quality of the advisory community. None of these have changed. I think there is a small subset, as I was saying to someone a little bit earlier, of people who look at London and conflate a little bit sometimes the issues of their shareholders and their customers, for whom, of course, the messaging in a post-EU environment gets a little bit more complicated. But we believe London will stay a strong financial centre with a concentration of internationally held assets that remain here. And as such, we'll provide our very international issuer base with all the capital they need. We've seen a chart from Evan already on the activity within the shipping sector, and of course it doesn't make particularly pleasant reading. you know, with a bit of a more of a historical context around it, I think it's important to realise that it hasn't been, you know, a totally quiet crisis. And actually, if you strip back to the period pre, if you take sort of 2007 as a bit of an outlier for obvious reasons, and look at volumes in the equity market globally before that and after that, it's about a five times you know, pickup that we've seen over the course of that period. And not surprisingly, as bank capital has become harder to come by and as banks look to rein back their balance sheet lending, that the capital markets should, longer term, play an ever more important role in the long-term you know, funding of the sector. You know, clearly, for all the reasons that Evan touched on, 16 has been a challenging year, but I think for all the reasons that he outlined, hopefully there is a course for more optimism going forward, and we look forward to, you know, playing a big part of that. London, of course, and that's why many of you are here, is really at the heart of a lot of shipping's ecosystem. You know, we have here unparalleled, I think, expertise, be that on the broking, derivatives, insurance side, the advisory side. You know, all reside here, and we, you know, I think there's a fantastic natural advantage that should bring, you know, London and the UK market. Having said that, you know, the London shipping sector has not taken off in quite the way as, from a listed equity standpoint, as we would all want it to do. You know, we have some fantastic companies listed, and I think there have been some great success stories, some which are, you know, are I know sort of present here. And you look at, you know, Clarkson's, who doubled in the last 4 years, used the equity market to fund big strategic acquisitions and go from strength to strength. So some great success stories, but, you know, could it be bigger? Should it be bigger, given London's position within the sector? Absolutely. And I think hopefully with the help of many of you in here today, that's our goal, clearly, over the next, you know, not just year, but many, many years to come. As I think in other sectors where clients have very, very sort of global choices, whether you look at technology or biotech, where 10 years ago you would say, I have to go and list that business in the US because that's the only market where investors understand me. I think in a world where capital flows ever more quickly, you know, we've seen big renaissances on the London market in those sectors, and demonstrating that you can still tap those global investors, you can still tap those US investors but you know, an anchoring of that listing here has yielded some fantastic results in those sectors. So we think there's lots of positive things to look forward to. Clearly, it's been an interesting year, but one where, you know, we hope that the fundamentals of London long term are going to remain intact, and we look forward to continuing to be a partner not only of this event but to the broader sector and shipping community represented here today. So thank you, and wish everyone a successful day.